Ve'ela mishpotim ha'shetosim lefneihem. These are the mishpotim, the ordinances you should put before them. Beis HaLevi, next week's parsha, speaks out that this parsha, parsha's mishpotim, comes before parsha's truma. To teach us that before a person comes to do tzedakah and to show his nedivus halev, he first has to be boidik that the money is, there's no chash gezel, it should be pure. Because if not, tzedakah is like any other mitzvah. By other mitzvahs, by lulav, by esrik, there's the concept of mitzvah al bav aveira. So tzedakah is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. And if it's money which is al pidin, not his, so then it's not oilala, it's not a mitzvah. So the pasuk says, shimru mishpat vasu tzedakah, ki krovi yeshuasi lovai. First comes mishpat, and then afterwards comes tzedakah. Memele, Parshas Mishpatim comes before Parshas Truma. Famous Maisa, with the Brisker Rav, how Zohir the Brisker Rav was in Mammon, that somebody came to him in Eretz Yisrael, Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Zahestu, what's your name? He said, my name is Sternowitz. Sternowitz. Brisker Rav's face lights up. And he says, are you related to Sternowitz, so-and-so from this in the city? He says, he was my uncle. So he says, are there any Yorishim? Is he still around? Are there any Yorishim? He says, I'm the only Yorish. The whole family was killed out. Brisker Rav goes to the next room. He takes out a certain amount of money and he pays it to him. He says, I'm hereby paying up a chayv that I owe to your uncle. And his mamash, besimcha, he told the sons, or Beryl, Reb David, Sternowitz is here. It was like mamash, like a yontif to them. What happened? Brisker Rav was on a train together with his sons, and he found that he couldn't go to Bris because the Nazis had gone in there, so he had to go past, but he didn't have money to go weiter on the train. So he borrowed from his fellow Sternowitz on the train, and he said, we'll pay him back. Hopefully he didn't realize how extensive the war is going to get. And the same double was throughout the war. He wasn't able to pay him back, and he had it on his mind the whole time. He was in Eretz Yisrael already. Sternowitz came, he paid him back. That's the Erlichkeit. That's the Niki Kapayim of Bar Levov. So an interesting Maizer. Mashgiach, one of the Mashgichim in Tells, I was very close with, you know, Hagoyer of Yankel Kohn, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. I never saw such a masmid in my life. A mechadish of Torah, like, he had loose leaves from that wall to that wall of Chidushei Torah, mamish. So his father was a Parshta Yid, an American Erlich Kabbalah boss. He was a traveling salesman. And, okay, so once he's traveling, he wanted to buy himself a snack from a candy machine. So he put money into the machine, and his snack came out with a couple of extra snacks. What do I do? So he looked at the address on the machine. He drove about 30 miles. It was a hot day. I don't think he had air conditioning in his car. He drove about 30 miles to return the snacks to that company. So when he came there, so he tells the fellow, you know, I got extra snacks from the candy machine. He didn't even understand what he was talking about. So he had to be mazbet to him. You know, I put money in and two extra snacks came out. So he says, you mean you drove all this, you know, mileage just to return two snacks? He said, what could I do? It wasn't mine. It was burning. It was like fire burning in my hand. I couldn't hold on to it. So he says, wait a minute. He says, you have a family? He says, yeah. He goes to the back. He brought a whole box of snacks. He says, here, take this home to your family. But he was like to his son. Chaim Kanievsky was in a spoil that America could put out such a product. That's a perfect example. You know, he used to come to yeshiva just... He came from Chicago, used to sit next to his son, just watch him learn. This is Hana, the Kikapayim of Bar Levov. That's pshat. A person like that is zoichet to produce such a choshev choshev yid. Everybody knows that without a basic idea in Eirachayim, chelik of Shulchan Aruch, you can't get by the day. Hilchus Brachas, Hilchus Tefillah, Hilchus, you know, Hashachar, and so on. You also need Yeredeya, Halachas in the kitchen, Kashris, with other inyanim, Hilchus Nida. But Choshen Mishpat, that we think is something which is reserved for people that are in business. If it's Negeya LaMarshal to dissolve a Shutvis, or it's Negeya to whatever. But it's not really Negeya in day-to-day life. But the Dubna Magid, he says, Mamish the opposite. He says, Limud Seder Nezikin, it serves as a medium to cleanse the Neshama and for a Ruch Nizdik Aliyah. Chazal say, Haroitza L'mahave Chasida Yasek B'mili D'Nezikin. A person wants to be a Chasid, he should be Isaac B'mili D'Nezikin. What's it got to do with Chasidus? Nezikin is money maker adin. You know, am I a Goslin? Am I not a Goslin? Do I have somebody else's money or don't I? But what's it got to do with Chasidus? Zema from Danit, that Nezikin, a Yiddish Nezikin, is more than just a set of laws. There's a Hechra Madrega. Also, it says, Ve'elah ha-mishpotam ha-shetosim l'fneihem, chazal darshim l'fneihem, v'loy l'fnei ovdikei chob. You're not allowed to go judge in a goyish abest, and even if they claim to have al-pidinei toiv, you're not allowed to go to them. Lo yosu chen l'chol goy, u'mishpotam bal yidom. Mishpotam ha-bedavki meant for yid. So, fact that of Namagin, what's the pshat? Why should that be? I mean, the goyim need law and order also. So what? Why in the world should Mishpatim be reserved for Klal Yisrael and not for anybody else? Zog the Dubna Magid, if Mishpatim would just be a means of law and order for Shmiras HaSeder alone, so then Nechanami have a good Shaila. But the emes is that the Mishpatim of the Torah, they meant first and foremost to be Meraimim a Yiddish and Hashem. Yiddish and Hashem is pure. Hashabach Abonim Yikol Amim, Menosim Lonu as Teirosei, we have an Avram Yitzchik V'Yankiv, our Neshamas are elevated. And Memela, the Mishpatim of Yira are on a much, much higher Madreig. And he gives examples where the Yiddish and Mishpatim, Leisirtzach, every nation has a Leisirtzach. Even the lowest of the low have a basic idea of Leisirtzach. Murder is a terrible, terrible thing. Oh, but the difference between a Yiddish Leisirtzach and a Goyish Leisirtzach is night and day. Yiddish Leisirtzach includes not only killing, the Malman Echaber of a Rabban, Chazal says, like a Shoifer Donim. Favozog di Gemara, the one above Messiah, because the red, the blood leaves the face, and the face turns white. So even though it's a little bit of a little bit of a netilas neshama, that is considered ritzicha. Well, for example, the Gemara says over there above Metzia as well. If somebody is kaivish schar sochir, somebody gets services from someone and he doesn't pay him on time, it's like he's shayfim dana favos, because the person relies on that. That's his chiyus. And you're holding back his chiyus. That's a means of shvichas donim. You don't find such a madrega by the goyim to be considered shvichas donim. Dosnei. Teretz is, what is the pshat? Why is it considered shvichas donim? Because the Torah went into the pnimius of a person. And if a person has the roots of being malvin echaver barabim, those roots could expand and get bigger, and eventually it could lead to shvichas damim. Not considering the feelings of others is a selfishness. And a selfishness, the ultimate, is killing. Same thing with kaivish char sochir. It's a selfishness. Sagam be'etzim, it doesn't seem to us like ritzicha, but the roots of that within the person could unfortunately expand and eventually lead to ritzicha mamish. That's the Yiddish of Leisirtzach. Rav Elia Lopian says, on this week's parasha, the first two in Yonim that we find, Eved Ivri and Amo Evriya. She says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Yovis, Im ein derech eretz, ein teir. Im ein teir, ein derech eretz. So, which one came first, the egg or the chicken? You know, there's no derech eretz and no teir. There's no teir, so where do you start? So, Zokra ben Yaina, there's two different categories of derech eretz. There's the basic derech eretz that everybody knows, manners, the way we conduct ourselves, should be with derech eretz, with ne'imus, not being chutzpidik, and so on. That's the basic midas. That's basic derech eretz. That's derech eretz kodma l'tayra. The main derech eretz ain't tayra. But there's a higher madrega of derech eretz, and the main tayra ain't derech eretz. The tayra infuses us with a higher level of derech eretz, which you don't find without tayra. Dugma l'zeh, he gives the mitzvah of Eved Ivri. If you were to walk into a house, and you see that one person is sleeping on a bed, and the other person is sleeping on the floor. So a regular person would draw the conclusion that the fellow on the bed is the master of the household, and the fellow on the floor is probably an Eved. Oh, but the Torah teaches us the exact opposite. If you have one bed in the house, you have to give that bed to the Eved Ivri, and you have to sleep on the floor. It says, Ki toiv loy imach, that you have to treat him like yourself. So if you have one blanket or one pillow or one bed to keep it for yourself, you can't because you're not keeping the mitzvah of Ki toiv loy imach. Not to give it to either one of you, that's midas dayim. So you have to give it to the Eved. That's why Chazal say, Kol ha-koyne Eved Ivri ki lukoyne odayin la'atzmai. So there's a derech eretz that comes from the Torah. Same thing with Amo Evriyah. Amo Evriyah, there's a mitzvah that if a fellow buys an Amo Evriyah, it's a mitzvah for him to be miyayid Amo Evriyah. Why? This Amo Evriyah stands no chance of getting a shidduch. Her father is poor. He's destitute. He had to resort to selling his daughter. A lot of it came about maybe because he didn't handle properly, because I'll say that dealing with Peirush Shvius and such leads to different things to Anius. So he's not the biggest miyuchas in the world. Yet the Torah says, if you buy an Amo Evriyah, you have a mitzvah to either be miyayid her yourself, to marry her yourself, or give it over to your son. What's pshat? The Torah says, you don't live for yourself. You live for Yana. You live to take care of Yana. And in this case, you're going to save a Bas Yisrael from bizyonis, from being an aguna. Says that is what the Torah wants. That's the second madrega of derech eretz. That stems after you learn Torah. That is moiled in us. That second madrega of derech eretz. Rav Yankiv, I might have mentioned this already. Rav Yankiv one time was in a mokim. You know, people around them saying the very Torah. There was somebody there on Nudnik. That was mamish making him a sugar. You know, with this thing, with that thing. Obviously, the fellow was just not all there. And Rav Yankiv, mamish, with a smile, he smiled and he treated him nicely, didn't get upset at him, garnished. And people were getting upset. And sugar was tustu. See, after somebody asked Rav Yankiv why he tolerated, you know, why didn't he tell him something? So he said, Posh, Val melept nisht vazich. Our life down here is not for ourselves. That's all. That comes from a derech eretz that stems from Torah. Pasuk says, "Vel Moshe Omar, Alei Al Hashem, Atov Aaron, Nodav Aviu, V'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael." The Gemara darshes on this pasuk that Moshe and Aaron were walking, the Chol Yisrael Achareyem. And Nodav Aviu were behind them. So Nodav said to Aviu, Mosay Amusin, Moisin Shnei Zakenim, and I and you will be man of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nira Mikoy Veresmi. We'll see who buries whom. So you have to understand, the Torah says why they died. The Torah says they were Makrav and Ezor, Asher Lo Yitziva Hashem. They brought a strange fire on this bath that they weren't commanded to do. Also, you don't find anywhere that somebody that seeks leadership that is chayiv misa. And furthermore, there's a shita that says in the Medrash they didn't say befeish with their mouth. They just thought it. So how does it work out? How does the shtim first of all with the pasuk? And what's the pshat that they got misa for this? So the stipler in the Sefer Birchas Peretz quotes a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that he's zayin of an alav. It says on the pasuk, Noisei Ovein Voiver Al Pesha Lishairis Nachlosai. He bears the Ovein and he's Maver Al Pesha, he's Maver on Al Midoisov, Lishairis to the remnants of his Nachlo. What does that mean, Lishairis? Lemisha Mesem Asmais Asmai Kishirayim. Person that makes himself small. He's like leftovers, he's Shirayim, he makes himself not Choshev. So for that person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maver Al Midoisov, and he gives him an opportunity to do tshuva. As it comes out that a person that's a Baal Gaiva is closer to being punished for his Averis than a person that's a Nonav. A person that's a Nonav, Kadosh Baruch Hu waits, gives him an opportunity to do tshuva. A person that's a Baal Gaiva does not have that opportunity. He does not have that's chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Fidus comes out very good. Zichr is like the Torah says, the Nodim and Aviu, they were Chayiv Misa, because they were Makar and Eishzor, that Hashem did not command them to do. But the Midas HaRachamim would have caused that Hashem should push off the Einish and give them an opportunity to do tshuva. But the fact that they wanted Shrara, the fact that they wanted to be leaders of Klal Yisrael, even if they didn't say it b'peh, even if they just meant it b'lev, so they were no longer in the Klal of She'eris Amoy, they were no longer in the Klal of Shirayim, there was a bit of gaiva over there, and Memele, that is why they were not zeichet to that special chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ibrahim Pesha, that's why they were killed. So when the Torah says what the Aver was that brought their death, that is the fact that they were makriv and eizor. When Chazal say that Moshe and Musa and Zekanim, the fact that they were bikesh shrara, that was the reason why they weren't zeichet to that special chesed that Hashem pushed off the aveira and allowed them to do tshuva. It says in the parasha of Nosi ba'amcha lo yisor, Nosi, in your nation you should not curse. So there was a maisa in a small town near Lomje, that a butcher had the chutzpah to give the Rav a patch. Apparently the Rav, he paskin that a reya, a lung, was treif, which is a hefset for the butcher. And in his anger, he gave him a patch, which wasn't, by the way, such an uncommon thing. The butcher gave him a patch. Rav Aaron boxed, Zechasadi Bekodesh Lavroche, was the Rav of Lomje at the time. When he heard about that, so he rented a bunch of wagons and he got a bunch of yeshiva bachrim to come down to that town. And he made an announcement that the Rav was going to be darshaning in shul to make a public macha. And they all came and the shul was full. And this is what he said. Chazal said, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrunya im bri Yosef. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bedavka come to make it difficult and to find fault with Klal Yisrael. The Torah is given in a way where it's shy to be mekayim the plamaisa, where it's not beyond our reach, it's not beyond our capability. If it wouldn't be capable for us to be mekayim the Torah, Hashem would not have any tainus on us. But he gave us the capability of being mekayim the Torah. He says, therefore, he says, when it says, v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, it says that dafka l'gabe reyacha, l'gabe a friend. But when they get a brother, it doesn't say v'ahavta l'achicha kamoicha. It says l'isisnas achicha b'lvavcha. What's the pshat? Why would God be your friend? Does it say v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha? And by your brother, it says l'isisna. So he says the teretz is because the Torah was yard of l'soiv daiter shalom. When friends get into an argument, so it's shaykh to make up and it's shaykh to even love him. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. By brothers, when they get into an argument over something, the synod goes deeper, and brothers, you know, it's much, much harder for them to make up. So therefore, the Torah doesn't further v'ahavta l'achicha kamoicha. At least I ask of you, l'isisnas achicha v'lvavcha. When it comes to l'marshal, a rav, or a dayan, so it says, v'nosi ba'amcha l'isor. You shouldn't curse a dayan. Doesn't say over there, loisisma es hadayin. It doesn't say over there, vahafta es hadayin. Because the Torah knew is very shchiach that the dayin will paskin against the person, and the person had a hefsid moment because of it. So to love the dayin, or even not to hate him, is a difficult thing. So there the Torah said at least, v'nosi v'amcha loisor. That much is possible. Over that the Torah should have to say, v'nosi loisakeh. That was not even Oilal Das, the Torah. Because that's beyond any pirtzes, beyond any gvul. There was no hamamin in the Torah that a person would resort to going so low. This is the message that he delivered, Barabbas. But it's interesting to your sight and interesting to pshat. Why the Torah says, L'sisnas achicha b'lvavcha, and by a friend, it says, V'haftal or yacha, and why by a Nasi, it says, V'nasi v'amcha lo yisar. He says, ki v'shoichad lo yisikach, ki ha-shoichad ya'aver pikhim, v'yisalev divrei tzadikim. So the Imre Emes is a very nice word over here. The Imre Emes says, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Avchafalof Amidbeis says, why was the Torah not Megalo, the time I had Torah, the reasons for the Torah, the reasons for the mitzvahs? Because two psukim, the reasons of the mitzvah were Nisgala, and a Godel Ha'olam was Nichshalim. Shlomo HaMelech, it says, L'yarba L'yinoshim. So Shlomo said, I'll be marve, it's not, Yosher is Levavai, I'll be marve, it's not going to hurt my heart at all. And it says, V'hile Zikna Shlomo, and Noshim Hitu Es Levavai. Same thing it says, V'layarba L'yinoshim, L'yarba L'yisusim rather, and Shlomo said, I'll be marbe, I'm not going to go back to Mitzrayim. And it says in the Pasuk, Vateitse Merkava mi Mitzrayim, that Yidden went out with a whole bunch of horses from Mitzrayim. In fact, in Reyemes, there's a third mitzvah in the Torah where there's an Isser, the Isser of Loisikach Shoichat, right? And why over there did the Torah... It was the Torah Megalit, Yashoichi Yavre, and he picked him, Visale, the Rei Tzadikim, did the Torah was Megalit. Why was the Torah Megalit over there? It says, Uptim Rei Emes, the Chsarn in the first two places is that Shlomo HaMelech said, I'm a big enough Tzadik, and I'm a big enough Chacham, that these things are not going to affect me. But here the Torah says, Befeirush, Ki Yashoichi Yavre, Eine Pichim, Visale, the Rei Tzadikim. Here it's not shy to make such a mistake. The biggest chacham, the biggest tzaddik. And as the Chofetz Chaim said like this. Let's say, for example, that the Gadol Hador would be made that this fellow was a tzaddik or a chacham. Ooh, ah, we mamish. Let's say the Chofetz Chaim, for example, would be made. This person's a tzaddik, we mamish. Let's say the Rambam would be made. So let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu v'atzma. He says this person's a chacham and a tzaddik, we mamish over. Here, the Torah calls this man a chacham and a tzaddik. Hashoyched ya'aver ein epikhim, that the Torah calls a pikeach, v'yisalev divrei tzaddikim. Even that pikeach, and even that tzaddik, that the Torah refers to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu v'atzmai, refers to him as a pikeach and a tzaddik, even that person could be misled. So, Dr. Rei Emes, over there is no havamina, male over there, the Torah is megal of the time. Vayovei Moshe, Vayisapra lo'om, he's called the Rei Hashem, he's called HaMishpotim, Vayan kol lo'om koil echod, Vayoymru kol hadvorim ashedibar Hashem nasa. So what is this? Vayisapra lo'om, he's called the Rei Hashem, he's called HaMishpotim. Zok Rashi, the Rei Hashem, or the Mishpotim. I'm sorry, as Kol HaMishpatim and the Mishpatim, as Divrei Hashem, first of all, I'm sorry, is the mitzvah of Prisha and the Hagbola. You have to separate from your wives and you have to be magabal the harvest. As Kol HaMishpatim, that's referring to the Zion mitzvahs that, of the Neinoyach and Shabbos and Kibbutz. So before Shem Yiskakasha and Rashi, L'chayra, Rashi said in the beginning of the parsha that this parsha was said before the Aseres HaDibris, before Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, before Kabbalah HaTorah. So L'chayra, by Kabbalah HaTorah, these Zion mitzvahs are Nifl and Kabbalah HaTorah. Why did he have to command it to them before Kabbalah HaTorah? Befrat, they were already told these mitzvahs in Mora. So why were they repeated to them over here? And furthermore, they knew these mitzvahs already. The Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So what was the pshat again in telling it them over again over here? Very shvara Rashi. So the Kedushas lady says a gavaldin pshat, and also it's shvara the loshen by yisaper. Yisaper is a loshen of explanation or telling over a story, right? It should have said by yitzav or by yidaber if it's talking about the mitzvahs. What is by yisaper? Says the Kedushas lady, the zichud of bnei Yisrael knew the mitzvahs. But there was a special inyan of this sipur of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to tell them what each mitzvah is poil in Shemayim. When a person does a mitzvah, It mamish, it's mahapach the ilamus el yainim. Mamish, the pu'ula that it has. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish mesameach with every single act of the mitzvah that a person does. The schar that the person gets up in Shamayim, Lachameh ve'esrim, is noir v'ayim. That was the Mayisaper. About all these mitzvahs, these particular mitzvahs, he told them what these mitzvahs are paying. Now, why doesn't the Torah tell us this? Because if a person would know the reasons and what it's poil up in Shamayim with all the schar he's going to get, he wouldn't have a koyach habachira. But at least these mitzvahs that they were already told beforehand, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to approach Kabbalah HaTorah with a tremendous simcha, with a tremendous zrizus. They should be encouraged to accept the word of the Torah. So it says Vayisaper, not Vayisav. The etzim mitzvahs he knew already, but Vayisaper, he told them over exactly what these mitzvahs of Poel and Shamayim, that's really the Nefesh HaChaim, speaks about this. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in a way of Tnu Oiz Le'Elokim, that we with our Avoida, Kabiyachu, it's like we're giving strength to Hashem. We are Poel in all the Olamis, that the whole world runs Alpi us through our Kaya. That's the Tzelem Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us a miniature of Hashem, a Zera Anpin of Hashem, that we have all the kaifas within us. That's the Tzelem Elokim. And we are Poel in the Olamis Elyonim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that they should approach Matan Torah with such as rizus and such as simcha. So by Yisapra Lehem on these mitzvahs, he told them what's behind the mitzvah. Not anything else. If we know everything, b'chlal, our koyach habachira would be gone. Right? But for these mitzvahs, as they approach Matan Torah, he told it to them. So then it says, v'yanu kolam yachdav, v'yoymru kol hadvarim ha-shadibar Hashem naseh. We want more. We don't want just this. Everything that Hashem speaks, we all want to be mekayim. That was the purpose of this by Yisafir. A good Shabbos.
Which mitzvah is megala? He was megala.